Forget the barbecues and last-minute beach vacations. Labor Day weekend is a great time to talk sports. College football is on my agenda this weekend, but our sports commentator, Tondalea Wilder, is keeping an eye on the U.S. Open. Tondalea, tennis star Martina Navratilova, almost 50 years old now, is playing in this year's U.S. Open. She's playing doubles, but says she's retiring. This is deja vu for me.
Yeah, it is, because back in 1994, Martina officially retired, but she returned in the year 2000, has been playing doubles and mixed doubles for the past 6 years, and winning, mind you. But, you know, here's the thing. I mean, people talk about old man Andre at 36 hanging up his rackets, but Martina's going to be eligible for her AARP card on her birthday in October. She turns 50, and I have to tell you, I've seen her close up. She's in unbelievable shape for an athlete of any age. It's kind of amazing to think she started her tennis career 33 years ago.
Now, you mentioned Agassi and his plans to retire, but he had a pretty strong showing Thursday night.
He sure did. I mean, no one figured Andre Agassi would make it past the first round, but, you know, he has those two intangibles that you can't count him out with. He has the crowd behind him, and he also has the will to win. And even though, you know, he's pretty old in tennis terms, he had an incredible match Thursday night against Marcus Baghdatis, who is literally pretty much close to half his age, and he really pulled it out.
And Baghdatis seemed to be the one with the problems.
Yeah, he kept cramping up toward the end of the match, and you'd think if somebody was going to be cramping up and having a problem with their stamina, it would be Andre Agassi, but that wasn't the case. It was the young guy.
Now, in this year's U.S. Open, we're not hearing so much about the Williams sisters.
Yeah, Venus has been forced to watch from the sidelines because of a wrist injury. And Serena is in the U.S. Open, but she's not seeded. Her rankings have dropped pretty much off the map. I mean, she's like number 90-something in the world. And she needed a wild card to play in the U.S. Open this year. Mainly, both of them have been suffering from injuries. Serena was out of tennis completely for 6 months with a left knee injury, and also for some mental healing. So, you know, these two ladies aren't dominating tennis like they once did. And it's been a bit disappointing.
What else have you been noticing at this year's U.S. Open?
Well, one interesting thing is I've noticed a lot more minority players at the U.S. Open this year, and I think it may be because the USTA's grassroots initiatives are finally taking hold. You have 17-year-old Donald Young, who was one of the youngest men in the draw this year. He was the nation's top junior last year, and he was awarded a wild card to play in the U.S. Open this year. And then there's 22-year-old Shanae Perry, who's also been doing well. So definitely a few more minority players who are getting the opportunity to shine at the U.S. Open.
And finally, you were there during the opening ceremonies for the U.S. Open, and the National Tennis Center was renamed for Billie Jean King. Tell us about that.
You know, Debbie, it was really very emotional. The legends of tennis, John McEnroe, Chris Evert, Venus Williams, were there to pay special tribute to Billie Jean King. Diana Ross sang. What can you say about Billie Jean King? I mean, she may be best remembered for beating Bobby Riggs in that 1973 Battle of the Sexes match, but that's just a small snapshot of her incredible career. 39 Grand Slam titles. No woman has done more for tennis and arguably women's sports in general than Billie Jean King. She's been a champion of equal rights, the creator of the Women's Tennis Association. She's a staunch advocate of Title IX. And, you know, she certainly inspired me to do what I do. Now, when this generation of little girls who play tennis go to the U.S. Open, they'll be entering the Billie Jean King National Tennis Center. And it's a great honor, and she deserves it.
Tondalea Wilder is the news director at WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut, and is the host of the internet radio show, SheGotGame.com. Thanks again, Tondalea.
Thank you, Debbie.